Well, Jim, what was so special about that show?
Well, that was the 100th recording.
Of the Clitheroe Kid.
Yeah.
Great. How long has the Clitheroe Kid been going on?
Well, I'm pleased to say that we were in the Guinness Book of Records this year. This Christmas. And they tell me it's been going on for 14 years, but it doesn't seem that long.
No, I must say, that it seems only, I can remember almost the first ones. I was used to working with you on those, didn't I?
Yeah.
You know, it's like old times working with
you.
Well,
it's funny you should say that, because I've wrote an old script.
You have?
Yes. Because I always keep the old scripts.
Oh.
Because sometimes I might find some new guys to see you.
What do you mean? Do you want me to do one with you?
Well, we did this in Blackpool night. Let's do it again now.
Go on, then.
Hey, mister, can I have my ball back?
No, oh, he's here again. Jimmy, who knocked this cricket ball through the studio window?
I did. You should have seen me. I ran down the wicket to a full toss and smacked it right through the window. You didn't catch it, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, good, I'm not out then. Hey, my pal Ozzy will be annoyed.
Ozzy?
Yeah, he's the one who's bowling. You know. He's the best cricketer in our school.
Oh, is he?
No, Ozzy. He's getting the names mixed up.
Did you have a long innings?
Oh, yes, they couldn't get me out. They could have bowled at me all night, but they wouldn't have knocked the bells off.
Why not?
I had them in my pocket.
Well, that was a bit dishonest, wasn't it?
I don't know about that. You should have seen Charlie Thompson bowling at me. He was bowling underhand.
You mean underarm?
No, underhand. He kept bowling them down when I wasn't looking.
You realize when that ball came through that window, it nearly hit my head?
Well, I'm not surprised. It's big enough.
You what?
I was saying it's a big window.
Yes, and you're going to pay for that window, my lad.
Who, me?
Yes, it'll teach you a lesson.
Oh, Mr. Watson, you can't expect me to pay for it. I didn't know when Ozzy bought me that ball and me and I took the swap and that it was going to go right up in the air and through the window and nearly hit you off the head. Did I? I'm fed up. I'm always in bother.
Have you stopped crying?
No, I'm just having a rest.
Well, Jimmy, that was absolutely super. Now, we've got a panel here. Have any of you worked together?
Yes, well, we've done all many times.
No.
I think Jimmy could probably tell you some funnier stories about Frank Randall.
Oh, I was listening in the dressing room. And Diana said she could talk all night. I could talk for a week.
Frank Randall.
But seriously, don't you think that Frank Randall was a great timer?
Oh my God.
You know, I think I learnt a lot from him.
He was actually a genius.
He was really.
Yeah.
He used to take his teeth out, walk on that stage, and it was 3 minutes before everybody stopped laughing. I'm thinking about having my teeth out, really.
Well, Jimmy, I think that you've done very well. And it's just about your bedtime, so we'd better switch off. Sounds familiar for the night. So let's say goodnight to our team, Victor Spinetti, Barry Took, Donald Pears, and Diana Dawes, and nighty-night to our special guest, Jimmy Clitheroe. Sounds Familiar is devised and compiled by Dennis Gifford and produced by John Dias, and this is Jack Watson saying good night, children everywhere. Thank you.